Okay, we're turning left onto Ross Road on the seafront, past the office of the Penguin News, the Falklands weekly newspaper.
On our left now, as we drive up, the Liberation Memorial for 1982, which we paid for by public subscription. So the 14th of June ceremonies are always held there. And of course, Thatcher Drive along the front here, named after the great lady herself, who is a heroine here in the Falklands.
The government has now decided that a large task force will sail as soon as all preparations are complete.
Just up here now, we're on Ross Road, approaching Government House.
What happened here over the course of a few hours on the 2nd of April 1982?
Well, much to the surprise of the British Royal Marines and to Governor Hunt, the first Argentines came ashore at the back of Stanley to the south, about 100, and they split up into groups. And one group attacked the Royal Marine Barracks about 3 or 4 miles out of town to the west, and the other group came here and literally thought they were going to walk in and take Government House. And the Marines fought off the Argentinians, and the 50 that were up at Moody Brook came down to join them, but didn't make any progress. Just behind us here, through the open gate, that's where Captain Giacchino, the Argentinian officer, was killed. He was the first casualty of the war, and he was taken back to Argentina that afternoon, and of course he was buried as a hero in Argentina.
Well, there's an argument going on now between the three Argentines. They've disappeared. They've left me alone in this room. His Excellency the Governor is on the line now, and he's going to speak to you before we have to play the Argentine tapes. Yes, sir, go ahead, please.
Admiral came along to me and I told him that he'd landed unlawfully on British sovereign territory, and I ordered him to leave forthwith. He refused, claiming that he was taking back territory that belonged to Argentina, and it was Britain that was unlawfully in possession. I said that it was reprehensible that Argentina should have seized the islands by force after Britain and Argentina had agreed in the UN to settle the dispute by peaceful means. I asked if he was taking over from me as military governor, and he said no, an army general would be coming to take over from me in about an hour. That's all I've got to say. I'm sorry it's happened this way. It's probably the last message I'll be able to give you. But I wish you all the best of luck.